This is the Otway Community Health Check on 3ABR. And in the studio with me today, we have Louise Fairney. Hi, Lou.
Hi, Bob.
How are you going?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Look, I'm all right. I'm not fabulous, but I'm very relaxed and pretty happy. And Melanie Hull.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, one of you is the allied health person and the other is a volunteer program coordinator. Which is which?
I'm the allied health assistant.
Assistant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm the volunteer coordinator.
And the volunteer coordinator.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to begin with allied health.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is allied health?
Well, allied health is used to describe a broad range of health professionals who aren't doctors or dentists or nurses, but they're professionals who aim to prevent and diagnose and treat a range of conditions and illnesses and often work within a multidisciplinary health team to provide best patient outcomes and goals.
All right, now let's turn that into English.
Into English. So therefore, there can be services like we have the physio, the occupational therapist, dietitian, nutritionist.
Yep.
It can be speech pathology, Eye Care to You, Australian Hearing, and we offer those services through Otway Health. And I get to assist a range of those in my role.
So, and is podiatry allied health or regular health?
That allied health also.
Allied health, okay. And so you help organise all of those?
Not necessarily organise, but I'm their backup girl. So I get to work alongside, for instance, the physio in perhaps delivering one-on-one rehabilitation programs post-op or to assist with perhaps balance or walking. I work with the residents in Otway Health too with their needs and teach group classes within Otway Health and also the community as well and work on different programs, different goals in those.
So how does typically does someone get to be helped by you in allied health, either to organise? So it would be anything from reminding, so if someone had been to the physio and was getting some treatment and they hadn't turned up for a couple of weeks, the physio might say to you, look, give Mary a call and remind her to do her stretches in the morning
quite possibly. Or I might be the follow-up person to back up and reinforce that what the physio has done, the hands-on with the physio. And I'm working through their exercise program, making sure they've got good form and they're keeping track. Sometimes you need that little assistant to encourage and motivate you.
It's a little personal trainer. Yeah.
Personal trainer,
indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And what keeps you busiest? What kinds of things are you doing mostly?
I'm pretty lucky in that I've got quite a bit of variety in my role. I do a range of one-on-one programs and a few group programs. I've got a group one coming up in November, a balance program which will run for 6 weeks. And so I really enjoy that, where we see where people are at in their life and we teach them new skills, work towards their goals and see their successes at the end of a program. It's really nice.
Okay. So balance, is it something people lose if they don't use it often enough? Or
they
what?
Do.
Really?
And actually it starts from as young as in your 40s because it depends on a number of different things, your vision and hearing, sense of touch through the feet, through the ankles, strength in the muscles and reflexes. And it is something that we need to all practice.
Really? Balance? Like riding a bicycle?
Absolutely. And studies say that you should put in about 3 hours. That's quite a bit per week of balance practice.
So just like standing on one foot and stuff?
Standing on one foot and challenging yourself, because you have to challenge yourself to improve it, to increase it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
So perhaps standing on one foot while you're brushing your teeth, maybe, or
So that's stretching exercise that I do with my leg, where I swing my leg.
Yeah.
So I have lately commenced not to hold the wall when
right.
I do that.
Great.
So that's a good thing.
That's a good
that's
thing.
A balance
that's
thing.
Working
yes.
with your balance. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a really good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
good. Oh, my intuition's serving
yeah.
me well.
Very well indeed.
Now, and you've got a course coming up in November.
We do. I've got Optimal Balance coming up in November, which is a 6-week program, and I'll on the first session I'll be lucky enough to have one of our physios with us, and mm-hmm. we will set up a few stations of balance testing to just see where our participants are at now and record that, and then I'll teach them different balance practices that they can work at through their week, trying to fit in around about 3 hours if they can. Well, as much as they can anyway. Mm. And then we'll test them at the end of their 6 weeks and see how they've gone. And then they can keep implementing that in their daily lives.
So what's the testing like? Do you put slippery bits of floor down?
Well, the testing has to be safe. For instance, it's how long it takes you to get up out of a chair, walk a distance of 3 metres, walk back again and sit down again. How quickly can you do that? So that's sort of anticipatory, reactive balance.
Yep.
Perhaps it's how many steps you can get up and down on a stepper in a period of time. Mm. Standing on one leg, perhaps with your eyes closed. Maybe you could try that one at the gym.
Yeah, that's challenging. Yes, yeah, yeah.
I makes a big difference when you
it
take
does,
the vision
yes.
out. Or perhaps standing on a foam block. So I'll just see where people are at and just make a record and see if we can make a bit of a difference to
okay.
that.
And you've done these courses before.
I have, yeah. And I've gone and had training out at Monash as well too, where they're highly respected for the results that they get there with their training.
And the benefit of this for folk is?
The benefit of this is making sure you stay on your 2 feet, keeping you upright and independently mobile. And falls are one of the biggest areas of hospitalisation as well for people. So we just want to keep people.
So if you're older, so this is really really about people over 40 at least and over 50. And,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would imagine a sign might be that you're kind of going about your daily life and suddenly you find that you're not as steady as you were. You kind of
that's
go to
right.
do something you've always done and you go, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
And you mightn't necessarily actually fall over, but you go, oh, and you have to grab something or...
It sneaks up on you, and it's often when you're out of fun just think, oh, I'll just stand and try something, and you think, oh, I used to be able to do that. So it's kind of good to keep just sneaking it in through your day to just keep it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is a hugely expensive course, isn't it? It's outrageously expensive.
Well, it's $10 a session, and we're hoping that people can make each session. So bookings are really essential for that. So, and I think we're definitely good to go. I've got enough to go ahead, and so we're starting on Monday, the 6th of November. It's 10:15 till 11:15, but there's still room if anyone is interested.
6th of November, and you've
6th
got
November.
Half a dozen or so. You've got a
I've
quorum.
I've got half a dozen at the moment, so there's still space if anyone else wants to join me, and they can call reception at Otway Health on 5237 8500 if they'd like to book in or speak to me a bit more about it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's have some music and we'll come back and chat to Melanie, shall we? This is the Otway Community Health Check on 3ABR. James Hunter. Easy to say something or other. A pleasant bit of music. It was. I thought it was. This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR. And we've been chatting to Louise, and now we're going to be chatting to Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Good morning.
Melanie Howell, who's the volunteer coordinator, among many other things.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about what you do.
So I get to meet all our new volunteers and people who are interested in volunteering in particular programs up at Otway Health. So we normally just do a bit of an interview and chat and find out a bit about their background and their skills, and because lots of times we've got people who bring a lot to us. have a chat and unfortunately go through all the paperwork that's involved in being a volunteer.
So what makes a good volunteer?
A good volunteer? Someone who's friendly, someone who's, you know, looking for that social interaction. It's not just about giving their time, but it's also can be quite fulfilling for them as well to be able to, you know, because a lot of people find they've retired and they want to still, they've still got a lot to give. They don't want to just sit around and do bits and pieces. So they'll come up and volunteer in many of our programs that we've got. And they've got a lot of skills that can be great that we can learn from as well, which is wonderful.
So how many volunteers would you have generally?
So we've got about 100 volunteers at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, we're just going through. We've got some that sort of aren't as active. Of course, they've been doing volunteer work for... We've hired one who's sort of retired just last year who'd done 45 years for us.
Wow.
But, yeah, we've got many volunteers who have been on our books for, you know, 20-plus years, which is extremely dedicated. And yeah, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the programs we do without them.
I was going to say, with that many people, there must be a huge number of things that happen at Otway Health that just really wouldn't occur or wouldn't happen with such.
For sure. There's, as I said, the programs that are run through our volunteers, we just wouldn't have the staff or the funding to be able to do those sorts of things. So it's essential to have our volunteers, and our residents get so much out of it, and also community members in the community as well.
So there might be gardening.
So yes, we have gardeners, wonderful gardeners who are award-winning gardeners. Actually, they won an award last year through the Shire that we'd entered them through, which was fantastic to see their work recognised. As you know, Otway Health grounds are huge, and we wouldn't be able to maintain
without our volunteers.
And it's a social thing for them as well. So they enjoy. They come along on a Wednesday morning for a few hours. There's a couple others that come in on other days as well and plod away on their own. And afterwards, they'll sit down and have a cuppa and a chat over in Murrawarne.
And do you have storytelling volunteers? Do you have people that come in and listen and tell stories?
Someone who comes in and does some reading with the volunteers or chatting. Another volunteer who comes in, she's been spending a Tuesday and she's been helping some of the volunteers, some of the residents.
Yep.
Especially ones that have sort of got dementia and need that more one-on-one contact that are sort of lonely. So you can keep them occupied, whether it's reading to her, taking her for a walk for a cuppa, plodding around in the garden and doing bits and pieces. So, yeah.
And do you coordinate the volunteers at the op shop as well? That's separate.
So we've got Jan who's down there. Yep. Jan Brown is the coordinator at the opportunity shop, but I'll sort of get them started. So doing all the paperwork, go through all the checks and things first, and then sort of Jan coordinates them down there. And we'd probably have, I think it's about 36 to 40 volunteers down at the opportunity shop.
Good grief.
Which is massive, and we wouldn't be able to do what we do without them, because also that money that's generated from the opportunity shop then gets donated back to Otway Health.
Yeah.
That can help facilitate other programs that are run for the community.
So if I had a dollar for every volunteer hour that gets worked at Otway Health, I wouldn't have to work at all, would I?
No. That's
amazing, isn't it? And, I mean, it's extraordinary that Apollo Bay has lots of clubs and volunteer organisations, so it's probably not really surprising that its biggest employer is also probably the biggest user of volunteer help.
That's right. And, I mean, these volunteers that are volunteering for us are not only volunteering at Otway Health, they're normally involved in many other things in the community as well. And I think that's one of the special things about Apollo Bay is how much everyone does think about the community and wants to give back to the community and gets involved. So,
And why we get passionate about things.
Because
we feel like it's ours.
Yeah, that's right. That's the ownership of that town and the pride that people take in the town.
Bet. Yeah. And so what's the volunteer of the month, volley of the month?
So as an initiative, we pull out a special volunteer every month. And we're lucky enough to be able to do this because Mark down at Sandy Feet donates a voucher, which entitles our lucky volunteer to a cuppa for themselves and a friend and a piece of cake. We wouldn't be able to offer this program without Mark and his crew down at Sandy Feet. And as I said, so this month it's Larry Redman. He volunteers doing Meals on Wheels, and also he comes up and drives the bus once a fortnight or once a month is himself and another gentleman, Duray, that take the residents on an outing. So they'll go with staff members, but they'll assist the staff with getting the residents onto the bus, and they've been able to take them out of town. So they've, I think, gone to the lighthouse, out to Lavers Hill. I think they've been to Forest. So it's just a chance for those residents to have a change of setting, go somewhere else for lunch, and get to socialise with other people and see their surroundings a bit more, which is lovely.
So it's fantastic. So there's the op shop where you volunteer to work and, you know, sort goods and stuff.
Sort, iron. There's ladies that take miles of clothes home and iron. So there's many jobs down at the opportunity shop. We've got others that come along and dispose of the rubbish and that down there as well.
Yep.
And then, of course, sorting and then the sales. We've also got a friend in hand massage program, which Louise assists us in training our volunteers for that one. So our volunteers get trained up on how to give personal massages. So it's just a hand massage, and it's a really beautiful program, isn't it, Louise?
Yeah, it is.
So this is a way of interacting. So it's very personal, but very therapeutic as well, isn't it?
This is lovely for the residents because they don't often get touched anymore.
Yeah,
really.
So to be clear, we're talking about the residents at Laura Pengelly who older folk, sometimes with dementia and always with some other health issues.
And you think as you've been growing up, you've had family and friends and children you've hugged and with them and so on. And so it's lovely for them, soothing, it helps them relax.
So they get a hug when their family visit and stuff, but a lot of the day-to-day care is just really administering of stuff. So this is just a moment to it's a bit like when my hairdresser does my head massage.
Yes. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, so it's just, as I said, a 15 to 20 minute hand massage. It's that one-on-one contact with someone. It's the fact of, you know, being that touch can help even with circulation in their hands as well. So it is a beautiful program, and we're lucky to have a group of volunteers that come in and do that every Tuesday. As we mentioned about our gardeners, and we would not be able to maintain our gardens without them. We've also got our Meals on Wheels delivery. So this is volunteers who will come to the kitchen each day. They're delivering 6 days a week.
How many meals would we be delivering?
It varies. Mm. So it could be anywhere from 2 meals one day to, I think we're up to about 8. But there has been times where it has been up to, you know, 12 or 14 meals.
Wow, that's amazing.
And this is a hot meal that people are getting as well. So it's a hot meal that gets delivered to them. So volunteers, and not only are they delivering a meal, it's a face, it's a contact, it's someone just sort of monitoring them. It's a different face that they can talk to because, again, these people may not have family down here.
So these are people that are recovering from an illness or whatever?
No, not necessarily. So you might have clients in the community who no longer are able to cook for themselves or, you know, it's a huge task, and especially, or otherwise, cooking for one person is
tedious.
Boring sometimes.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they might just get it once a week or twice a week just to break it up a bit. So it gives them a bit of time off as well. But as I said, you know, that volunteer that's coming in, if they don't see anyone for a week, it's someone different to a bit of a connection to the community as well to see what's going on in the community. We've also got volunteers, as I said, that come into aged care, whether it's reading or just coming in for a friendly chat. We also had Sally. She sort of had a little break for a bit, but she started up the bingo. So Sally at the bakery, and she's not.
That'd be funny as a monkey with three arms.
It is definitely entertaining, that's for sure. And she normally brings in. So she's got even signed up her daughter as a volunteer. So young Sophie and her nephew Patrick.
Yeah.
And they come in and do the
bingo.
Which is entertaining. And then the kids will sit with the residents for the ones that sort of need that bit of assistance and join in with them as well. So.
That's one thing to look forward to.
It is beautiful.
Sally Cannon's calling the bingo, I'll be right.
Yes. And then we've also got another gentleman who's been assisting with a few little maintenance things around. Like we've got, of course, our contractor who comes in and does bigger jobs, but can, yeah.
If you've got a squeaky wheelchair or a Zimmer frame that needs tightening up or something.
That's right. Yep. So, you know, jobs like that. So there's many different programs. We've had some pet therapy at one stage, and we've still got a little bit of that, and I've got another volunteer who I'm meeting up with in a couple of weeks in regards to trying to get that going again as well, which will be great.
Okay. So how do people get involved with the volunteering thing? They ring you, I guess.
Yeah, so if they ring reception, they'll normally pass on the details.
Mm.
I'm in that role on a Monday and a Wednesday, so normally I'll contact the potential volunteer and organise a meeting with them. Just find out a bit about them. As I said, we have to go through things like police checks, and now there's been a new government regulation brought in with working with children's checks as well. So
that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Because there'll be so many children involved.
Yes. I mean, down at the opportunity shop, you've got kids coming in. And
I suppose
if you're up in residential care, again, you could have families coming in to visit.
You could. Yes.
Unfortunately, because we're funded by the government, it's a regulation that's brought in by them. So as we fall in as a hospital service. I mean,
on the one hand, there's some sense. And on the other, you think, you know, there are people that, there must be bureaucrats sitting around saying, what else can we regulate?
Yeah.
What other rule could we? Oh, yes, I know.
But at the end of the day, and the most important thing about this is just making sure the word is out that it's about protecting children.
Yeah, sure.
And so we've done some talks with our volunteers as
And the working with children thing is just a tick-the-box form, and you can do it online or you
organise it? It has to be done online. You used to be able to get a form from the post office, where now it's done online. For those who don't have computers, and a lot of our volunteers aren't sort of computer savvy, and that's fine.
Come in and sit with you for 5 minutes.
They come and sit with me, and I do it on the computer for them. And then it's done. So it's quite an easy process to do. So, yeah.
All right. So if you're vaguely considering volunteering or sick of doing that crocheting that rug.
You might have a skill that you think that you could, contribute.
Come down come down and practice your ukulele.
Yes. Although it's one other thing we do have is we do have people coming in doing music. So we've got the melody makers come in quite regularly. We've got a couple of students that come in as well. And we've also had some of the students from school come in and do performances.
Because that makes a wonderful difference too.
Music is amazing. Amazing for the residents. And it's just something that they can reminisce with as well. It's got that contact that, you never forget music, do you?
No. Now, a minute ago you said this day and that day in that role. You have other roles at Otway Health.
I do have another role. I also do in-home and social support administration work. So that involves the rostering and contacting clients. So those clients who are receiving services in the community, whether it's respite, personal care or home care. I assist.
So and would there be 4 of those, 6, 10, 20? I guess it varies, but how many clients would Otway Health have that are receiving some sort of in-home care?
It'd be close to about 80.
80? Yes. 80 people in Apollo Bay?
Yes.
So you don't think about that, do you? That's a lot.
Yeah, so this is a service that then helps people enable their independence so they can still stay at home living in their own house where they're comfortable, but they might struggle to do some day-to-day living things. So we've got carers.
This would be like washing and ironing, for instance?
It can help with, some people might have trouble hanging
stuff
up.
So
hanging, washing out, it might be helping them with vacuuming. It might be helping them with meal preparation. So they can still have home-cooked meals. It could be assisting them in showering because they're unable to shower or dress.
Yep.
Or other domestic tasks around the house. So it can vary a lot.
That must be. That's doubly rewarding. And you do that 1 or 2 days a week as well?
I do that role 2 days a week as well, yes.
Wow. Yes. Gee, your cup runneth over, doesn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Keeps me busy. That's how I like to be.
All right. So I think then we're up to snuff. So if you really want to volunteer, if you're just thinking about it, perhaps give a call and have a bit of a chat about it. And if you want to improve your balance, Lou, or make sure you keep it. That's not really even improving it, is it? Just keep yourself.
Keeping it, definitely.
Yeah. So what do you think about 65-year-old men who climb ladders, Lou? You don't have to answer the question. It's all right.
Both hands on the sides, holding on.
Maybe they've got a younger friend, perhaps.
This is the Otway Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR. A little bit of music and we'll come back with a little roundup.
I want a big fat man with meat shaking on his bones. Want a big fat man with the meat shaking on his bones.
the wonderfully politically incorrect Judy Henschke, Big Fat Man. This is a roundup for the Otway Health, the Otway Community, the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. It used to be the Apollo Bay Health Check, but of course Otway Health is much bigger than Apollo Bay, so that's why we changed it. Lou, you've got some things to say. Louise, is it Louise? Do you get
I really don't mind. Bob, you've known me for a long time now, so and you've probably called me Lou for many years now.
That's true. just wrapping things up, we're talking about making appointments and accessing allied health. How do people do that?
Certainly to access any of the allied health professionals, you can yourself just simply call reception on 5237 8500, or it might be that you come across we have a referral from your GP, or you've post-operatively you might as you've discharged from hospital you might be referred through to one of our services, but self-referral also is welcome.
It works just well,
works
just fine.
And we've got, I just wanted to make note too that we've got a podiatry that come and visit Choice Podiatry, and they're coming up in October, Tuesday the 24th and Wednesday the 25th of October. And you can call on this number if you'd like to book for some podiatry. It's 1-300-793-628.
1-300-793-628 for the foot. Farrier. I got a mate who calls his dentist a fang farrier. and physiotherapy appointments, if you need to cancel them, do it sooner.
Because we only have physio on a Monday and a Thursday, and they're quite popular. So if you have got an appointment and you do need to cancel, make sure that you do so quick sticks, because with it, if the cancellation is within less than 24 hours, then you'll still be charged.
You'll cop a fee.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're sitting there. Well, it's a reasonable thing. The physiotherapist is sitting there waiting on that day.
And they are in demand.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're normally booked out. They book out so quickly. So they do.
That's a fair thing. Yeah. Well, there you go. I think we've all learnt a little bit today, especially about songs, about large partners. This has been the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR.